All right, for Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy here in Foxborough after day three of mandatory minicamp concludes. And Bob, one of the biggest things to take away is it's been 3 days without Rob Gronkowski and many others, but we're not concerned yet, right?
No reason for concern based on any reports that we've been privy to. Gronk, certainly a guy that knows the offense extremely well. One would imagine he'll pick up where he left off when it's time to reconvene for training camp. But his absence, along with the absence of Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and a lot of the principal parts, have given other guys important reps. And we've had an opportunity to see Chris Hogan and Nate Washington, experienced receivers out there extensively. But we've also seen some young guys like a DeAndre Carter, who's been on the practice squad in the past for the Patriots, getting opportunities to catch balls from Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett. We've seen Aaron Dobson make some sensational
Absolutely.
Catches.
And there are three quarterbacks that are rotating through the position this season. But all eyes are on Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's likely that he might see the field more this season. What did you see from him? Improvements from last year?
Absolutely, Moran. I think a couple of things stand out for Jimmy. Number one, the ball itself, velocity, the way he's able to spin it with this compact release. He's made some throws, especially the first 2 days of this minicamp, that we didn't necessarily see the last couple of years. So his game has grown physically, but I also like what I've seen in terms of asserting leadership and taking ownership of the offense, critiquing receivers' routes periodically. I like the body language of Jacoby Brissett as a rookie coming in with this tall order of trying to learn a complex offense and in the early days of his professional career.
Now, Bob, it's difficult to assess a defense in camps like these because it's, for the most part, a passing camp. But there was some movement on the defensive line, especially, you know, for guys like Rob Ninkovich. What does that mean for a veteran like him?
Well, Rob Ninkovich is a versatile player, and who knows if he's going to move inside as a linebacker, a true off-the-line player. Shay McClellan is a guy we've seen on the edge for this team, but as we know, in his brief NFL career as a Chicago Bear, he went from the edge to dropping back, and last year played inside. But one of the things that we saw on day three of this minicamp, very looked from the defense, and we saw guys moving around a lot more than in the first 2 days, and they were able to exert pressure for what it's worth in non-contact drills with no pads on. But nonetheless, saw a lot of guys moving around defensively for this team, and I think it's going to be very interesting, the competition in that front seven come August, September.
All right, so the Patriots just finished up minicamp, and like Bob said, a period of experimentation. We're back out here again on Monday, so until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.